Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into this Friday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, Mr. Greg Jones, who is on the road headed to Kentucky for some horse racing this weekend. We are going to talk Ole Miss at Georgia this weekend. Rebels bounce back from I believe it got to an 8-game skid. Won the series against Mississippi State last weekend. Back ended one in a pretty impressive fashion. We'll get into that here shortly with Greg. But first, I want to remind you this podcast each and every day is brought to you by the good folks at College Corner. And look, three locations now, all in Mississippi, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. And you can check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Get your merch, get your Ole Miss swag game up before Double Decker next weekend. You can go check them out on Sisk Avenue in Oxford. Or, like I said, check them out online, collegecornerstore.com. And if you're in Oxford and you go check them out, make sure when you do, when you complete your purchase at the register, make sure to leave a tip and enter into a chance to win a signed Grove Collective football by Lane Kiffin. All tips go directly to the Grove Collective to benefit Ole Miss Athletics. This promotion ends May 15th, so just go in, buy something, give them a tip that will go to the Grove Collective to benefit Ole Miss Athletics, and you will be entered into a chance to win a signed football. So pretty cool deal there from College Corner and the Grove Collective. All right, Greg, good morning. Hope the roads are nice out there. I believe it is. I don't think it's raining anymore, so you should be good as you're passing through. I'll wave to you.
Yeah, I was thinking about honking the horn. Like, I was thinking about honking the horn, I think, like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, hey, Zach. How you doing, man? Just rolling through downtown Nashville right now.
So, real quick, before we get into baseball, what's on the docket this weekend up in Kentucky?
So, Hidden Connection is running in the 9th race today at Keeneland. She won this same race last year. And it should be a really, really good race. And he's got another, I forgot who's running Saturday, but he's got a bunch of partners in town. And we're just going up there to get away. I had dinner with one of my buddy, Donnie Snellings, who runs the yearling program at Denali Stud. And he was having dinner with his friend named Allaire. And Allaire is the farm manager at Lane's Inn. So I've got a date Saturday morning with Zenyatta and Flightline. So super excited about that.
Nice. Weather should be pretty good up there, no?
I think it's right now it's like 70 right now. So I think they had a little cold spill in the last couple of days. It's been raining, but it's kind of weird weather lately. It's been weird weather. What about the what about the baseball? I delivered the food Saturday, and I went up to stood against the concrete and watched a couple of innings, and I got there. Mississippi State just hit that RBI single, that two out single to go up 7-3. And it was just tough sled there for a little bit. And I was like, man, I don't know how we're going to get through this. And then went home and turned on the TV and it was 7-7. And, the way they won that ball game, maybe a light goes off. I don't know. You love seeing Coach Bianco on the hot mic. I loved every second of that. So who knows what happens? They fought back. They showed character. They showed that, hey, you know what? We're actually a pretty decent team. And then Sunday, I literally felt like, if they need to win this game 10-2 or, just hit the ball out, all over the ballpark. And sure enough, 14-2 is a lot better with a walk-off 3-run home run. So, yeah. Who knows, man? Don't let me say it, but don't let the Revs get hot again. Why can't we start that phrase out again? And maybe we're just really good at playing Bulldogs. I don't know. So hopefully we can get 2 out of 3 this weekend and maybe turn this thing around. You can't give up on this team. There's too much talent across the board.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's something to do with the mascot and it's playing Bulldogs, then this weekend would be a great opportunity for that trend to continue. Right now, I've looked at a couple projections for the field of 64. Ole Miss is firmly in the first 4-out group. So right now, it just seems.
That's crazy. You just think about on an 8-game losing streak and you're still first 4-out. You can still turn this thing around. I just feel like there's just something about this team. Hopefully this weekend proves it to where, we should be, in the upper echelon of this. But it's just the most Ole Miss thing, ever, just lose 8 in a row and everybody's just kind of down in the dumpster. And then all of a sudden we get hot and here we go again. So hopefully we have some deja vu, and I'm all about some deja vu, especially if it involves a national championship.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's a little too early to say. I don't think anyone's saying the Rebs are back by any means. But yeah, I thought last weekend was big for the team's just mental makeup, the mindset heading into the home stretch of SEC play. And Georgia's a good club. They're top 25 program right now. Looking at what Ole Miss is going to have to deal with this weekend, I think the big thing is just trying to get at least one on the road. It's not like Athens, Georgia is a big time, home field advantage type. It's not going to be a formidable environment by any means. The first thing on the docket is you got to try to figure out what to do with Charlie Condon. The dude is, if people aren't checking his bats before games, I don't know why.
Dude is a dude. That's for sure.
What he's done this year is just absurd. Leads the SEC in batting average at .482. He's got 24 home runs and 52 RBIs already. Slugging over 1.1 and on base close to .600. Just a crazy, crazy year for a dude that's trying to get drafted. He's probably going to go in the top 10, at least maybe top 5. By the way, he's 6'6", 220 pounds. So, I don't know what you do there. Do you go right at him? Do you pitch around him? Make everybody else beat you? This is probably one of those, depending on the situation, back during the NCAA tournament, UConn's strategy against Purdue was, hey, let Zach Edey make all his twos, and then we'll just limit everybody else. And it worked. I don't necessarily know if that can be the same case here for Charlie Condon. I mean, barring him being up to hit with nobody on, a solo home run, whatever. But if he's on with people on base, unless it's bases loaded, you can't take your chances. I mean, the guy's red hot. But I like Georgia, for whatever reason, historically has not been this. Everybody perceive, rightfully so, people have been dumbfounded why Georgia doesn't dominate baseball any more than they do. I think it's because they don't care. They're more concerned with being dominant in football, obviously.
Didn't they get a national championship? I think they got a national championship like back in the 90s, I think.
They made it to the title game. If you remember, back in 2008, I believe, ran into that Fresno State team that was a four seed.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that Georgia team was absolutely loaded with Gordon Beckham was on that team. Joshua Fields was on that team. Both guys were players of the year in the SEC and got beat by Fresno in the championship. But yeah, it's just a bizarre. They haven't been to Omaha since that year, since 08. Before that, it was 06, 04, 01, and then 1990, 1987. They did win it in 1990. You're correct. But yeah, it's just
that makes my body and memory feel a lot better that I remember that.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me that there's this lack of interest there. I don't know.
When you hire Kirby Smart, when did Kirby Smart get hired? I mean, you know,
he was hired 2016. I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah, 2016. So
yeah, I don't know why. I mean, well, of course, when now the NIL and everything's available, and you can, you know, get. I mean, the kid of a Kentucky? I mean, a Georgia homegrown? Has he been there, or did he transfer portal guy? Has he always been there?
Charlie Condon is from Atlanta, Georgia. And he's only played at Georgia, I believe.
Nice. We'll call that a homebred.
Yeah, he redshirted in 2022, which is incredibly rare in baseball.
But that's one of these things like there. That's a perfect example. If you can just steady the process and, you know, not get in the transfer portal. I mean, you know, you have a couple of junior and senior year like he's at.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly talking about UConn. I mean, that's kind of like the UConn thing with Donovan Klingon, like lottery pick. He was right there from Connecticut. I think that's the biggest concern if you're Ole Miss is how do you deal with Condon limiting his extra base hits and his RBI opportunities. And I think outside of that, you just got to play your game. You got to go out there and pitch. Get to the bullpen and try to put up some crooked numbers. The offense really got going in those final two games of the series against Mississippi State. I think the continued emergence of the transfer guys that seem to be they've collected themselves after the rough start and are starting to really put together some good at bats. I think that's where you're probably. As a team, you don't want to count solely on those dudes, but guys like Braden Randall stepping up and becoming a factor in the lineup and moved him to short, moved Luke Hill to second to maybe take off some of the pressure. I think it's a hell of an opportunity for Ole Miss to possibly sneak two. If you can limit what Condon can do, I think Ole Miss could maybe sneak in and get at least one, maybe two.
Yeah, and that's just kind of the goal. If you can get some momentum on that Friday game, you know, maybe if not lose a game by one run in the later inning, it gives you some confidence on the road. But I just think after the 14, after the state game on Sunday, like why not keep it going? So I'm thinking 2 out of 3 this weekend. I'm hoping for 2 out of 3, but I mean, you got to get on them early and often, especially that Friday game.
Yeah.
Because you can't put yourself in the hole. I mean, like, you know, like say for example, the state weekend, you know, you lose the Friday game and, you know, it's leaking real bleak there, you know, at, during the Saturday game. And then you get some runs going, some hits going, the light turns on and you're winning, you know, on a walk-off on Sunday. So who knows, man? I've got some confidence in the team, especially after coming out, after, you know, coming back from the dead on that Saturday night game.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable. And my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC, code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. PXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. The sun's a-shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry front door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network.
If you look at the metrics for Ole Miss right now, at that halfway point, 5-10 in the SEC. So you got 15 games left. The RPI is still in the top 30. The strength of schedule is top five, Greg. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. Just gotta start to stack some top 25 wins, and Ole Miss is gonna have those opportunities. You play Alabama, you play A&M. You got Georgia this weekend, and then Auburn and LSU are both bad, but decent RPIs for all of those teams. So I think getting some marquee wins down the stretch, maybe you get one against Georgia, maybe you get one against Bama, you get one against A&M. You're not winning the series, but getting one is not terrible, especially on the road this weekend in Athens and then at College Station. If you could somehow get one at each of those stops, you know, go 2-4 and then maybe try to steal two at home against Alabama, then I think you're in a really good spot to be on the bubble and to see what happens and see what regional you're in and all that. Because that's what happened, you know, in 2022.
Yeah, you just got to get it. Yeah, you just got to get in the tournament, man. You just always got to. It's like, you know, getting in a horse race. You just got to give yourself a shot. It might not be the best shot, but you just got to give yourself a chance, because who knows? It's a baseball game, you know. Whenever the guys start getting confidence and, you know, you start feeling, you know, it's baseball. It's just it's one of the reasons why it's called America's pastime. I mean, that's just. It's a game you just love to watch and see whenever teams get on that, because, you know, the roller coaster is down. Whenever it's down, it's super down, but whenever it's up, it's up. So you just gotta buckle up, and who knows what happens this weekend.
Do you feel that I think the rotation where it was last weekend with Mason Nichols going on Sunday. I do not believe he's pitching this weekend. He's sore from the weekend with a career outing, you know, career best outing.
You could definitely tell he was amped up.
I think.
I'll give an example on the Mason Nichols. You need stuff like that. You need to get pumped up for stuff like that, you know, you don't have to have any extra incentive because you're playing Mississippi State. You're playing the SEC opponent every weekend for the next till the season ends. You know, these guys are went to this other school because that, you know, you have to, you know, get your, if you're not full blown, you know, geeked up for SEC play, then, you know, I don't know why you got the jersey on. You know, so hopefully, like I said, I got a lot of faith this weekend. I mean, whenever Bianco came out and, you know, threw those F-bombs and everybody's like, okay, five ball, let's go. You know, you finally get the attitude with the team, who knows what might have happened. So I'm just a momentum guy, you know, whenever something like that and you snap a streak, like, who knows, like, what's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, I think the goal should be at least one, and get one, and then, you know, if it's Friday or Saturday, then hey, you got Sunday where, you know, that's a swing game for pretty much every series. Who can hit? Who can outlast in the bullpen? So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible for Ole Miss to win 2 out of 3 against Georgia. But, I mean, that's – I think the concern right now for Ole Miss is to limit extra base hits this weekend. Georgia's second in the SEC and hitting at 321. I think that's the big thing. A lot of extra base hits for Georgia. Second in slugging, they're first in on-base percentage. And I think that's going to be the big thing for Ole Miss is short innings, limiting those crooked numbers and trying to, you know, match or kind of exceed the energy level of last weekend. I thought the team was much more engaged. And like you said, it's a rivalry game, rivalry weekend series. Going to be more energetic. You're going to be more hyped up. But it's the halfway point, and you're still on the bubble after what most would call a miserable start to the season. So try to go out and play spoiler and upset a couple people in the next couple weekends.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they play the game.
All right, before we get into the rest of the show, I do want to remind you that Blackship is also brought to you by Black Type Thoroughbreds. Greg's headed up to Kentucky. He's going to take in some horse racing. No better place to, you know, build a passion or to continue a passion for horse racing than at Black Type Thoroughbreds. You can check them out, blacktypetb.com. The team is incredibly passionate. They are all about helping you get into the world of horse racing if that is something that you're looking forward to. They have a team of experts who modeled this whole approach to horse racing with integrity and just a host of experience, you know, from owning a racehorse to investing in one to just tracking horses to keeping up with races all across the country. They will take care of you. You can check them out. Like I said, blacktypetb.com. Call them 713-540-9000. Or sign up for the newsletter at the website or email them info@blacktypetb.com. All right, Greg, I know you were telling me Hidden Connection is running today, as in Friday. I know you're racing to get there, but what else are you looking forward to up in the Bluegrass State?
Yeah, going to Lane's End Farm. Actually, Will Ferris, the third, he actually is an Ole Miss grad. His dad owns Lane's End, so going to go check out that farm. They've got probably, I would think Lane's End probably has one of the best farms in Kentucky. Them and Spindthrift are the two really, really huge farms. So Lane's End has Flightline won the Breeders' Cup Classic. He was a big deal a couple years ago. Now he's a stallion stand-in. They've got some older stallions like Quality Road. They've got a stallion named Honor AP. His grandfather, AP Indy, is buried there. So we'll get to see AP Indy's statue and stuff. But yeah, man, it's probably maybe weaseling a bourbon tour, but who knows, man? It's Lexington. It's a good time of the year to be in there. So, before we get out, how's the transfer portal looking for the basketball team? I saw a couple guys. Looks like the point guard from Seton Hall.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, the staff is
looks
on a
like
heater.
It's on the roll. Yeah, on a heater.
4 for 4. Four visits, 4 commits. You've got Davin Barnes committed yesterday. Sam Houston State actually lit up Ole Miss in that back to the Tad Pad game last season. Had 22 points and 7 rebounds in that one. Long, agile defender who can shoot the three. Ole Miss needs that. And then you've got, like you mentioned, Seton Hall forward Dre Davis has committed. He was kind of the hero for Seton Hall in the NIT championship, hit the game winner, but was a really, really good player for the Pirates this season. Two of his best games, Greg, were against the UConn Huskies. One was a win and one was a loss, but double digits in points in both of those games. And then you've got the two big men And
yeah, that power forward from UNC Greensboro. Wait, did I do that right? I know
yeah.
the directional school.
Yeah, Mikel Brown Jones from UNC Greensboro, and then Malik Dia from Belmont by way of Vandy. So yeah, 4 for 4 right now. This weekend, I guess currently as we record this, FAU guard Elijah Martin is in town. He was a big piece of that Final Four team a couple of years ago, or I guess a year ago.
Is the St. Mary's guy, is he coming to visit?
No, Ole Miss has contacted him, but literally everybody's contacted him.
What about Paige Stoyakovich's son? Where did he go?
I think he's looking at going to Kentucky. I think he's going on a visit to Kentucky.
Speaking of new head coaches, I mean, not to talk about Kentucky basketball, I think it's a slam dunk hire. That's just my opinion on it. I went to the Rupp Arena and it was like a movie. I mean, just people sitting on their hands and just not real, I don't know, just not a lot of energy in the building. And, man, that guy's chock full of it. I mean, I was in Ocala whenever they introduced him. They said there was 10,000 people outside of Rupp Arena.
Yeah, I mean, the arena was sold out.
I don't know I don't know. I just think that they just need some, I feel like they needed somebody that's been there, wore the jersey, know what's going on, I don't know. I think it's a slam dunk hire.
I don't think it's a bad hire. I just think going from John Calipari, a guy that's taken – 3 teams to the Final Four in his career, which it's just him and Rick Pitino that have done that. The resume is impressive, regardless of what you say about the last couple of years. But going from John Calipari and a national championship and going to Mark Pope, who has not won an NCAA tournament game. Yeah, he's an alum. He played on what some say is one of the best basketball teams
ever. He had zero NIL money at BYU. Zero NIL.
That should be the case. It should be, okay, you're at Kentucky now, so you can go get players. So that portion of it, being an alum, being a guy that played on that 96 team, he came off the bus at the announcement with his teammates from that team and was holding the national championship trophy. He's one of them. It's going to get them fired up, but you got to win. Calipari got everybody fired up and, he won a title and then didn't. Went on a big drought. So I think if he wins, they'll buy in. They'll love him because he's one of them. But you got to win.
I don't know. I just feel like it helps a fan base and everything that you can kind of – I don't know. I don't know. I might be completely idiot. I would think – if I had any money and I could get anything, I'd probably have gone Dan Hurley route, but – and that ain't gonna happen. So you look at the Chris Beard hired Ole Miss, Ole Miss was kind of just, it needed some, injection of life, and he's kind of brought in some injection. So I don't know. I just feel like Mark Pope was, will inject, some new energy that, hasn't been there, in the past couple of years, and who knows what happens. But it's hard to follow up any coach that's been there for, with the success that Calipari has, but, you got to take a chance. So who knows what will eventually happen, but I know that for the transfer portal is definitely going to help out Ole Miss in the next couple of weeks. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. We'll have full coverage of that, as I expect things to move quickly this weekend with several targets. Football too. I expect Lane Kiffin and them to see some movement, and Chris Beard and company will continue to rebuild that roster, and we'll try to get back to the tournament as they failed to do so in year one of the Chris Beard era. So, tons of transfer portal content at omspirit.com. Stay locked in there. If you're not a member already, if you're just a listener of the podcast,
go to the website, join. It's just a dollar. You can get in the conversation there, read all the premium articles and message board content that we have there. Greg, we appreciate you as always. Safe travels to Kentucky. Have some fun this weekend, and safe travels back to Oxford.
Yes, sir. And hopefully next weekend we'll be talking about winning 2 out of 3 for Georgia.
Absolutely. That'll do it for this Friday edition. We appreciate y'all joining. Appreciate College Corner for helping us out and being the title sponsor of this show each and every day. Couldn't do it without them, and couldn't do it without y'all tuning in every day. So for Greg over there, I'm Zach. This has been the Flagship. Until next week, we out of here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.